Hebrews 4:14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. These are a few of my favorite verses in all of Scripture, and we'll just take a few brief moments to walk through them. In verse 14, we are encouraged because of Jesus' position. It says this, we have a great high priest. What type of great high priest? Where is he? Who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. Back in verse 1, we see that he sat down after he made purification of sins at the right hand of the Majesty on high. And Hebrews, as we already know, is a book which points to Jesus as being better. He's better than the prophets. He's better than the angels. He's better than Moses. He's the best king. He is better than the Levitical priesthood. And so the author of Hebrews here in verse 14 is pointing out to the original readers this, that this priest, this great high priest, is not dead like all the previous priests. Rather, he continues to live after making atonement for their sins, after dying upon the cross, and he continues to live not here on earth, but rather at the right hand of God in the heavenly places. And because of this, because Jesus ever lives, we are to hold fast to our confession. Our confession need not die. If it's a true confession, it will not die. Why? Because our Savior, the one whom our confession holds to, is not dead. He is alive. So hold fast to him. And now he encourages us with the fact that though he is alive and though he is at the right hand of God, he is an empathetic, he is a sympathetic priest for us. We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness. In other words, we have a high priest who can sympathize with our weakness. Why? Because he was tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. In other words, Jesus Christ, as he was here on earth, was tempted to sin. We hear of that in Matthew 4 and Luke 4, as he's tempted in the wilderness, I believe John 4 and Mark 4. And we have this story of Satan tempting Jesus in the wilderness after he was weak and starved and thirsty. And then something that we also miss, it says Satan went away waiting for another opportune moment. So there were other times that aren't recorded for us or written in the Gospels where surely Jesus was undergoing extreme temptation. And yet, unlike Adam and Eve, unlike the first father, Adam, our first brother, he remained faithful. He did not sin. And therefore, in that sense, Jesus was tempted beyond any of us. For at some point, we give in. But Jesus never once gave in to temptation. How great his temptation was to sin, for he never let up. He remained steadfast. He remained sinless. So therefore, he is able to recognize with us our weakness and our struggles and our pain. Not only was he tempted to sin, but he went through pain and trials and hardship as he was here on earth. He lost his father Joseph, it's understood. He lost his friend Lazarus. He was betrayed by Judas. He went through awful physical pain as he died upon the cross. He had the Father forsake him as the sin of the world was placed upon his shoulders. Christ went through anything that you have gone through, and even to a greater degree. He understands your pain. He understands your struggles. He understands what you're going through. And yet he was without sin. And therefore, that's what makes him our great high priest. So what is our response to this as we hold fast and we run to Jesus? It is this, run to Jesus. He is a sympathetic high priest. He understands. Therefore, approach God's throne of mercy and grace in your time of need to do what? To receive God's mercy and grace. And again, this reminds me back to James chapter 1. Ask of wisdom. Ask wisdom of God, and he will give it generously and without reproach. God does not stand in heaven looking down in disappointment when you come to him in need of mercy and grace and wisdom and so forth. Rather, he's ready to hand it out generously because you have a great intercessor. You have one standing before you, seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding on your behalf, praying for you, and that is your sympathetic high priest, Jesus Christ. So therefore, keep your eyes fixed on him. Keep your eyes fixed on him, and when you feel weak, run to the throne of mercy and grace. And when you feel strong, like you don't need Jesus, repent and run to the throne of mercy and grace, because Jesus, Paul Washer said this recently in a sermon, Jesus is not simply all we need. He is all that we have. Therefore, run to your great high priest.